Yeah, and also in this notification I got, it said the VFW is planning a reception for the board on Friday night at 8 p.m. at the station. That's a little different than we've done it before, so I'm just to tell you, Arlene, what we had done several times in a row, like 20, is have some kind of event for the board during the day on Friday, and then there would be like a public meeting on Friday night, say starting around 6, and go for hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. If they did that, obviously you wouldn't be done in time to go to PFW at 8, so we'll have to kind of make a point of telling people that, I don't know, are you planning, is there a public meeting on Friday, or is it just board orientation?
I think Friday night Joe has it scheduled, so you're right, there's probably a problem there. And I will be the first to say that since I have not planned these meetings before, I really haven't maybe taken as much a hold as I should have.
Well, they don't have to be the same way they always were. I mean, there's surely better ways. There are marathon things for the board. You know, they're crazy amounts of time. We don't usually build in any breaks, or if we do, we just go right through them. And so, anyway, I'll contact you offline. It's just, it's fine if you don't have a public meeting on Friday, but you have to just tell everybody.
Okay.
And you could just start it earlier and be done, so that you could be done to go to PFW. So, anyway, that's my report.
Okay. Hopefully the location and everything will be noticed, and as soon as the agenda is completely ready, it'll be publicly noticed on our website. And with that...
What information, Grace?
Pardon me?
Point of information?
Yes.
Who is responsible for putting together your agenda?
The executive director.
Yeah.
Joe is actually working on the agenda.
Okay, so we send suggestions to him.
Right, and I think he sent out a message asking for any suggestions today.
You mean Joe Gonzalez?
Yes. Yes, he did that.
I'm putting together the orientation agenda.
You know, Joe is continuing. He's a vice chair currently.
Okay.
I'm not continuing on, so Joe will be the just the opening chair
of
the meeting as vice chair. So,
yeah, he'll convene the meeting, correct?
Pardon me? I couldn't hear that.
He'll convene the meeting, correct?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
That's right.
Until a chair pro tem is decided on. Okay, we're going to move on to the next thing on the agenda. There's a election committee report placed on the agenda now. Do we have a report from the election committee? Hearing none, I believe there's...
Wait,
sort of...
there's a written report from the election committee.
All right. Is it okay if we just have that sent to everybody? And,
it's going to be in the board packet for the meeting.
Thank you. I was on mute. Yes, she's correct.
Okay. All right.
It's an amazing report from the election committee.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right. Okay, very good.
Chair, when do
thank
we
you,
get
Bill Coyer.
Chair,
pardon me?
When do we get that report?
You can be emailed that report, I guess.
It'll be in your board book next Friday.
Right.
Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is the coordinating committee, but I think that's about it for the coordinating committee, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, next is the finance committee. I'm going to turn it over to you, Jamie, to chair.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Okay, hello, everyone.
Hello.
The last report from me as your finance chair. I wish you better tidings in the year to come. But so for tonight, we have three more budgets to pass. As you know, our budget for the current fiscal year starts on October 1st, 2009, and they haven't been ready for a number of reasons. We've already passed four of the seven budgets. Still awaiting passage that are ready for you to pass tonight are WPFW's budget, Pacifica Radio Archives, and the National Office. Let's see, just a couple of brief preliminary things. I'm glad to see that LaVarne's down out and a consolidated budget. I did I did prepare sort of a vague version, you know, a rough consolidated budget myself, and found that if you put all the budgets together, wait, my computer's misbehaving here is the problem. If you put all the budgets together for the five units for 2010, we're supposed to make about $2 million more in revenue than the net, than the foundation made in 2009. It's going to go up to about $15,700,000. That's up from $13,700,000. And with that projected increase in revenue, we're going to have a surplus of $415,000. So what that means is if we don't make that $2 million more than we did last year, if we only make $1.5 million more, we'll have a network wide deficit. If we only make $1 million more, we'll have a $600,000 deficit. If we make $500,000 more, we'll have a $1 million deficit, and so on and so forth. So, you know, as LaVarne pointed out, the budgets were kind of, they are almost necessarily optimistic in revenue that we would make. Because, frankly, it's very hard to make budgets that make sense for the network as it is now. You have to assume you're going to make more money than you've been making in order to have a balanced operation. So without further ado, I'm going to have to reboot Excel here. Let me just do that, and then we'll move on to these budgets. So the first one we're going to do is the Pacifica Radio Archives. So I sent this around to everyone. And if you can open that up, we can walk through that really quick. It shouldn't be that controversial. Let me just pull it up here. I have to reboot my Excel. And one thing. Okay. So Pacific, it's called Pacifica Rate Budget Template FY 2010 as of January 7th revised. And we'll take a quick look at this budget. Computer's giving me a slight headache here. Here it comes. Okay, so the main thing on these budgets is if you go to the budget tab, columns T and column U are the key columns. Column T is what we're forecasting for fiscal year 2010. Column U is what actually happened in 2009. So let's see, an important line to look at, if you look at in the budget FY 2010 tab of that file, PRA budget template, over the first seven rows, you can see where the income for Pacifica Radio Archives is going to come. $162,000 from listener support. That's the on-air drives, I believe. They have some community events, $40,000. They're supposed to have a larger community event scheduled than last year. They got a grant. That's row 11. They got a nice large grant for which they're going to be congratulated. And then the largest share of income is central services income, which is $256,000. So putting all that together, increased community events, the restricted grant, and increased central services income, they're projecting $620,000 in income, which is on row 14, compared to $467,000 last year. So they're projecting a sizable increase. The expenses of the Pacifica Radio Archives Unit are summarized on rows 15 through 20. They're pretty much the same as last year. There's more development expenses because they're having this larger event and doing mailings. So total expenses for the upcoming year is $498,000 compared to $449,000 the last year. And then the total, if you go to row 33, that's where the net surplus for Pacifica Radio Archives is. They project $115,000 surplus. What that means for our purposes is reviewing the budget in a hurry is that even if they don't make all of their revenue targets exactly, they have a cushion. So it's nice that they have a surplus in their budget. So the National Finance Committee did recommend that we pass this with some corrections, which have been made. So let me just look at the motion passed here. So what I would recommend, the first motion for you guys today, if anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to answer them as best as I can. And the motion would be to approve this budget as it stands. That's the Finance Committee. So were there any questions with regard to the Pacifica Radio Archives budget?
Yeah, this is Leslie. I've got one.
Yes.
Actually, this may apply to all the budgets we're looking at tonight. To what extent has September, October, November, December been adjusted in the budgets for the actuals that we've already gone through?
I believe in this one it has been adjusted somewhat for their listener support because their fund drive was a little lower than they expected. I believe in this
okay.
one it has been, but it's kind of, I don't know if there's
one
a
little
general,
point.
One little point.
September is fiscal 2009.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know
that
you say generally they're always they've always been adjusted for the actuals that have already happened. I guess my point of view is that we really need to pass these budgets unless they're completely crazy. So you'll have some sort of benchmark against which to measure performance, which is actually what needs to happen. And probably the budgets, as LaVarn said, probably need to be revised based on the actual. But this is what we have now. So I hope that answers your question.
I appreciate the adjustments you've made because I do think where we have actuals, we might as well be looking at them. And I do appreciate that, Jamie. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just add, this is LaVarn, that what we are, Atlanta's back and we have resources and virtuals will be there. So what we're planning to do as on the agenda is to have the actuals for the first quarter and compare that to this a budget that you're approving tonight.
George Stack.
That's great, LaVarn. Okay, thank you, George. Yes, George, sorry.
Do we have a motion in front of us to approve this already?
Yes,
I presume that's what the NFC has done, right?
Yeah, we brought a motion to approve this.
Okay, I'd like to call a question on
that.
Okay, is there any objection to calling the question on this one? Okay, hearing none, so that will end debate. So is there any objection to approving the Pacifica Radio Archives budget? Okay, hearing none, that budget is approved. Congratulations. Okay, the next one is going to be, the next ones are a little bit more tricky. The next one's WPFW, so why don't we open that one? This one's called 100113 WPFW budget FY 2010 last version. So you know it's the last one because it says last version. Let me open it up and see if I have it here. And as I'm opening it up, I will say that the PFW budget is kind of similar to the WBAI budget in that, as Susan has said, it's a turnaround situation. So basically, the station has to do better than it did last year, and it's projected to do better. So that's the story with that. The question now, the question is, will it do better? But the budget predicts that it will. So let me open it up here. Okie dokie. Here it comes. And once again, you know, I encourage you all to pay close to look closely at these documents. In your in time that you have, there is a lot of information in these in the budgets in the current template. It explains a lot of where the numbers come from and the various details that people may find of interest. But I'm going to go straight to the budget FY 2010 tab. That's the main the first tab here. And once again, we're going to pay attention to columns T and U. T is the budgeted number, and '09 is the U is the fiscal '09 actual. So, first again, we have income for WPFW, and the first row we'll look at is number 4. That's the listener support row, and you note that the budgeted number is 1.54 million, and the 09 actual is 1.25 million. So they're projecting an increase of about $300,000, or I don't know, what's that, 25% in their listener support. So it's very important to make sure to that's a big step. That's a big challenge for the station. And several of the other income lines have increased. We'll note that row 11, community events, is decreased. They're not going to do the what they did last year with regard to community events, the duck race. Line 26 grants, I mean, sorry, line 16, CPB grants. You'll see that WPFW is the one station in the network that actually gets more money this year than last year from CPB. They're going to get $282,000 as opposed to $233,000 last year. All the other stations got their CPB allocations cut. So overall, in row 18, total revenue is going to increase by about $500,000 from 1.5 million to over 2 million. So that's a 33% increase, which is quite a step. So that's going to be quite a challenge for the station. And let's see, we can look at the rest of the numbers. The expenses are summarized on row 20. So the total expenses are 1.69 million as opposed to 1.71 million last year. So they're projecting expenses to be about the same, which is fairly reasonable because expenses should be pretty much the same there. And then central services are rows 32, 33. This is money that goes to National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives. $260,000 to National Office and $38,000 to Pacifica Radio Archives. And then the rows 35 through 40 are the capital expenditures, and which also includes payback of the loan or the promissory note. And they project on row 43 a total budget surplus of $22,000 or $22,165. So it's very little. So what that means, that very small surplus, means that if they do not meet these dramatically increased revenue targets, that they will run a deficit. And they will likely not be able to make full central service payments, which is what happened towards the middle or end of fiscal 2009. So, and then the next rows are the various details of expense from 44 down. It looks like, you know, there's a variety of features here. I don't know if they're all worth noting, but see where the different aspects of where their money goes. Like all the stations, at least about half of it is salary and related costs. So anyway, so what the motion from the National Finance Committee was, because you know we're kind of uncertain what to do with these budgets that predict such a dramatic increase in income, similar to what BAI did. You know, on the one hand, we want to do our job and say, well, we're not sure about that. That seems like that seems risky. But on the other hand, we understand that the network sort of is in a precarious position where the stations have to make more money for us to make ends meet. So, you know, and we understand that it's difficult for WPFW to cut more spending. So the motion that we bring before you is this. Based on minimal review, the NFC recommends that the PNB approve the WPFW budget. The NFC notes that this budget calls for an increase in revenue of 35% over last year's actuals. Therefore, the NFC recommends that the PNB request that the WPFW management produce a contingency plan by February 20, 2010, regardless of income received up to that point. And just to explain this motion, with the words minimal review, we actually we didn't get a version of the WPFW budget that had the last year's actuals in it in a way that you could compare till a couple of weeks ago. I still don't understand why that was so hard to deliver, but we didn't spend a lot of time with it, and given that it was so late, you know, rather than send it back to the manager and say, well, you know, you need to change this, that, and the other thing, our feeling was it should probably be passed now, since we've already gone through part of the year, and the new board should look at what's really happening and, if necessary, revise the budget, modify the budget in midstream. That would be a more rational path based on seeing what actual performance this year is.
I am very concerned about.
Okay, and the other aspect of this, just as at WBAI, we thought that there needs to be a contingency plan, because if the increased revenue doesn't come through, there needs to be some kind of plan of what you're gonna do. Either PFW is not gonna pay full central services, or something else is gonna have to give. So that's the motion that we passed. So I guess what we're asking you to do is to approve the budget, and also request that WPFW management produce a contingency plan by February 20th. So
Lonnie, just back.
Okay, so that's the motion. Those are the two motions that are regarding WPFW. Okay, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm just concerned because I'm looking at some of the income summary, and there's about $140,000 that I'm seeing here that are boosted well above what came in those same categories last year, including $84,000 profit on the website. I know that there was talk of a website revamp being done, but I'm not sure where that lies. What I am sure about is that even with a substantial website enhancement, it takes a good long time to build up until you're actually pulling much income off of your website. And this is showing $84,000 in website income, including $7,000 a month for the months that have already passed. And I'm not sure the website's even been done yet. There's also a fairly substantial increase in major donors of 5K and up, and donations below 5K per. I'm just concerned, particularly with the economic situation and everything we're encountering right now, that this is maybe not as realistic as it needs to be.
Well, I think your concerns are well taken.
I wanted to ask a question, too, is that...
Yes,
how do you
go ahead, Casey?
Yeah, how do you factor in money that PFW may loan to National for whatever reason? Have you, is that included in the...
Well, this is an operating budget, so, you know, I would defer that question to LaVarn, actually.
I'm sorry, this is LaVarn. Your question, AC, is about PFW loaning money to the national office at this time?
Yeah, I mean, how much did they...
Right now, I think there's, if I looked at the cash flow, there's some bill backs that are due to the national office from PFW, so that's not really a concern at this time. But we can address that as a possible concern in the future when we talk in D.C. about finance.
All right.
Okay, are there any other questions about this one? Okay, hearing none, then
Jamie?
Yes?
I'm sorry, this is Jim.
Go ahead.
I'm still not clear about why the motion is set for such a short time. I mean, why February and why not give it at least another month? I mean, we're going through our membership drive starting in a couple of weeks, and everybody there is going to be very, very tied up on that. So I would offer a substitute motion to make this to extend this at least until to March or April.
Well, okay. Well, I guess the logic of the committee was that you know, it's so late in the year, we kind of wanted this to be dealt with soon before, you know.
Yeah, but in order to give the staff a time to prepare what you need, you might want to give them another time since this February is our drive month.
Okay, well,
short staff, I would think that it would be difficult for them to come up with their complete plan in that short a time.
Okie dokie. Well, that's fine. Would you suggest, what if it were March 1st?
I would say March 15th at least.
My feeling is that when the new board looks at people look at the first quarter actuals, it will be obvious either something has to be done immediately or you have time. If you're doing well, then there's really no need to make a contingency plan so fast. If you're not doing as well as the budget says, then there is a need to deal with it right now. So it's kind of hard to know. I mean, I think it's somewhat academic before the board looks at it, before the first quarter actuals are looked at. That's my feeling. I mean, if people want to change the date, you know, that's up to the board. National Finance Committee just wanted to make the point that there needs to be a plan, that these numbers are, you know, this is unproven income, and there needs to be a plan for what to do if it doesn't come through. This budget really doesn't address what to do if that money doesn't come through. And there needs to be a plan, and, you know, soon.
I'm not debating that. I'm just saying that they should, I think realistically, they would need more time to prepare for you.
Yeah, and I'd like to agree with Jim on that. This is AC, and I think that we can ask the treasurer and other people to go to work on this right away in terms of contingency plans. But we are having a fund drive on February 1st, I think it is. We do need a little bit of time there. This seems sort of jammed, so I would just hope you consider that, that's all.
Okay, well, that's up to the board. You know, I'm off the board after this evening, so it's really up to what the board wants to do and what our management wants to do. So...
This is LaVarn.
Yes.
Can I make a quick? You know, I hear what you're saying, but what we're doing, I mean, our conversations now are like ongoing in terms of looking at where we are on the budget and doing the month over month analysis. So we will have a really clear idea when we are able to get the actuals, and we're trying to get it done for by the end of next week for the meeting. So that project will be on, is kind of like an ongoing thing with the general manager. I hear what you're saying in terms of asking for more time, but you know, whatever. I think you know, I think we should ask the general manager in terms of when he believes he can have a look at the budget again and produce a budget that then he can share with the government, with the LSB. I don't know. Time is moving.
Okay, folks, well, this motion that we brought to you this evening had two parts. One was to approve the budget, and the other one was to request a contingency plan. So is there any objection to approving the budget?
Well,
yeah, you can say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I object.
Okay.
I don't have answers to those things.
Right.
That where they're showing increased income and lowered expenses in some instances.
Yeah, you know, the problem was we got this so late, we really didn't have a chance to look at it, you know, to
figure
all that stuff out.
Because I think I was listening to that.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Luzette.
I thought I heard you say earlier that the budget was just to offer a guide as to how we spend money. Is that what you said earlier?
It could have been. I say probably what I was trying to say was that the budget offers something to compare with. You compare your actuals to the budget. The budget is supposed to be set up so that the station won't lose money if everything happens like it says here. And then if you compare your actuals and it's not doing what it's supposed to, then you'll know, well, maybe we are going to lose money, or no, we're doing well. We're not going to lose money. We're going to make money. It's something. It's a benchmark. It's also important, though. The other important aspect of a budget is if you over-budget revenue, then you can over-budget expenses. If you start spending more than you have, that's a real, you know, that's a real problem. So.
But in any case, it's something to compare, to make comparisons.
Yes.
Then I would move that we approve the budget.
Okay. Well, that's. I guess we're going to do that now, but we do have a objection to that motion.
This is Jim.
Yes.
I feel as though that it took a long time to prepare this, and I think they did some very critical thinking and some very strategic planning in this whole budget and getting this together. And I think the projections that they're making are based on their own analysis, and I strongly support what they're projecting.
Okay, so why don't we go to a vote there, Richard? Can you call the roll on the vote to approve the budget?
Excuse me, is this the archives budget that we're still talking about?
No, this is WPFW.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Jamie, would you read the exact motion that they're voting on, please?
That the PNB approves the WBFW budget.
Well, that didn't have any contingencies or anything. Okay.
This is the first part. The contingency is the second part.
Okay. All right, Sherry Gendelman?
No.
No. Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Let me pass for the minute.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
With all due respect to everybody who's worked on it, no.
Rico Ross? Are you there, Rico? George Brider?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin? Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young? Susan? Susan? Susan Young? Iberiaco?
I want to pass for a second, Richard.
Okay. Marilyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Kathy? Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Pass for a second.
A.C. Bird?
The question is are we voting on the contingency fund?
For heaven's sake.
No,
just
no,
just the budget.
Just to approve the budget.
Oh, but we'll deal with the other part later.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that.
So how'd you vote?
I'm gonna wait a minute here. I'm just trying to figure something out. Go ahead.
Passing, okay. Lizette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton? David? You there? Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Andrea Turner, pass?
No. No, thank you.
Nia Bediaco, pass?
No, the LSB didn't see it, no.
Jim Brown? Jim?
Richard, this is Grace. I say yes. I think I vote on this since Jamie's been sharing.
Oh, okay.
Take Jamie's vote off, please.
Okay, I don't care. If Jamie
votes. Wealth of yeses. Okay, A.C. Bird?
I think I want to abstain until the LSB has a chance to look at this.
Okay. Jim Brown? Jim? Hello, Jim. Nine yes. Five no, and one abstain.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard. The budget passes 9-5-1. Okay, now, the next thing is the contingency plan. There's a date on it. You know, if you want, how about this, Jim? Would it be acceptable for you if you say NFC recommends that the PNB request that WPFW management produce a contingency plan as soon as possible?
No.
Rather than argue about a date.
No.
Hello, this was Jim Brown. My phone died. I had to get another phone.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
Because I'd like to deal with this contingency plan thing, because we have one more thing we have to go through. So,
Ross, what did you just
say? You can't make a separate deal with Jim. It's already on the floor.
Okie dokie. Well, then, the motion is March 15th. Does people want to substitute March 15th for February 20th?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes.
You know, we have so many fund drives at Pacifica that we're always either in a fund drive or recovering from a fund drive or about to have another one, preparing for another one. And so I'd like to go with the original date. I think the Finance Committee put some thought into it.
Okay, well, we should go to a roll call vote, if you could, Richard.
Could we have another comment on that? I think that...
We could, but we don't really have that much time,
Ross,
so if people could
pull off one second.
Good.
Since we have not had a chance to look at it, that's the LSB, and I think that your suggestion about March the 15th would be good, because it at least it gives us a chance to review it, and most likely we'll vote to pass it. The only thing is it's a time crunch that we're dealing with, that Jim and I are dealing with. We're doing our drive on the 1st of February. So, I mean, at least give us a little bit of time to try and see what we can look at. We can still appoint some people to look at the if if we can have a contingency plan worked on, we can start that Monday morning. So it doesn't mean it's...
Can I ask a question?
Thank you, AC. Okay, Lizette, if we can be brief, though, because we kind of need to move on. Okay, yes, Lizette?
I will be brief. We're talking about we. Who is the we're talking about when we refer to the LSB?
We're talking about the LSB, which hasn't...
Are you part of it?
Okay, all right, we don't need to go there right now. So what I would like to do is to ask our secretary to call the roll on the motion to substitute March 15th for February 20th in asking the deadline for a contingency plan.
March 15th?
Yeah.
Instead of February 20th?
Yeah.
Okay, John O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rollin? Wendy Shrell?
This is changed to March 15th?
Yes.
No.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Zed King?
No.
Lou Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton? Pia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Pass. I
have long.
Think the Ides of March are a pretty interesting date to be turning in a contingency.
Andrea Turner.
Excuse me. Yes. Vote.
Said no.
My vote was no, Richard.
Andrea.
I said yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Okay, Bonnie Simmons.
I'm getting, like, double echoes on my end here.
Bonnie?
Okay, I'm voting yes on March 15th.
Okay. Six yes.
Excuse me, I passed.
Who passed?
Sherry Gindelman.
Sherry passed.
No, you didn't, but what did you vote?
He passed.
No, she didn't. What did you vote? What did you
vote?
Yes.
Vote
yes.
Thank you. Richard, don't yell.
Okay, so...
7-4-9 against, and one abstention.
Okay, thank you, Richard. So that fails. So then we have to vote. Is there any objection to the motion that the PNB request that WPFW management produce a contingency plan by February 2010?
Objection.
Okay, so we need a roll call motion, Richard, for the final motion. The NFB recommends that the PNB request that the WPFW management produce a contingency plan by February 20th, 2010.
Okay. Am I still on? Okay. Since Fia always gets the last one, I'm going to ask you first. Fia Gaza?
Yes.
Fia Gaza?
Yes.
I surprised you, didn't. David Beaton? Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Alvin, George Ryder?
Yes.
Rico Ross, Leslie Radford.
Pass.
You don't have long. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Joe Wenzala.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Sherry Gentleman.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford.
Abstain.
Okay, that's... Anybody else pass? No. 11-4. 4 against, 2 abstention.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, you're out of time on this, and I move to extend for 15 minutes.
Second.
Yeah, we still have the national office budget we have to go through.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
This is Susan Young, and I'm very sorry. I don't know that somebody heard me when I voted in favor of the WPFW budget. I was fighting with my mute.
Okay, that's okay. It passed, so.
Okay,
well,
I'll make a mark for
that. I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah, I don't think we can. I don't know if we can. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into the issue of whether you can vote after the fact. It's not necessary to get into here. But we have a motion to extend for 15 minutes, which we need to do because we have to do national office budget. So is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes? Excellent. Okay, so let's move right along. So we've dealt with the first two budgets. The final budget is national office. Now, the motion that we forwarded to you is to approve the FY10 national office budget, reserving two issues regarding closed session items. So those closed session items we'll have to get into in closed session, but anyway, just to get to the national office budget, and where is it? Okay, it's not here. Let me just open it up. Get right into it.
Can I ask a question while you're doing that?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm looking at what I understand to be the most recent revised budgets, and I'm looking at the national budget, and I'm concerned about the affiliates budget. And did I miss that, or is that incorporated in the national budget? Or
okay, yeah, I can explain that. Let me just pull that one up too. The affiliates budget and the national budget go together. The national budget that is the latest and the greatest is 2C National Office Budget Template, FY 2010 Revised January 14th.
Okay.
And the affiliates budget is 100115 Affiliates Budget Version 3A.
And that's a part of that same attachment?
Yes.
It's an email
that I sent out this afternoon.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those files. So I've got the national office budget open now, and if you've got it open, we can follow along at home, thanks to the magic of the whatever. But let's see. So once again, we'll go through the budget FY 2010 tab, and we want to again compare column T, which is the total for FY 10 budget, versus column U, which is FY 09 actual. You see that row 7 income from affiliates is there. It's entered as part of income in the national office budget. One bright spot is row 12, subcarriers. Income has increased, I think, due to the work of certain people in the national office.
Jamie, might I just add, and also due to, well, the national, John Almella has really been carrying this, and along with Lynn, they have all, but John has really, done some of the negotiating and staying in contact, so that's really good. And there is another upside on subcarrier income for the national office and BAI.
Good. That's a good spot. We need all the money we can get, so that's excellent that that's been done. So if you go down to the national office budget is arranged a little different than the station budget. They have non-central service income, which is on row 13. They propose to get $567,000 through all income sources except for central services or revenue, which includes donations, mail fund drive, affiliate income, and subcarrier. And then the next bunch of rows is rows 14 through 19, which is the central service income, which is the bulk of the money that goes to national office. And total central service income is going to be on row 20. The network proposes to send $1.935 million in central service income to national office, compared to an accrued total of $1.623 million in FY09. I should point out, just for you people that are going to be looking at Pacifica financial documents, usually income for our stations is reported as cash income. I mean, it's reported as income when it's received. However, central services to national office is reported on an accrued basis. It's reported when the bill comes due. So, for example, in row 18U, it shows $300,000 from BAI. Actually, that money didn't get there, but BAI does owe $300,000. So just to let you know that $1.6 million in row 20 for FY09 in central services, that's not actually cash. That's money that either came to the national office or is still owed to national office.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is that $300,000 debited in the BAI budget that we just approved?
No. This is an operating budget. The BAI budget doesn't really have – it doesn't make any allowances for catching up on past debt.
Okay, thank you.
Unlike KPFK, which I believe does have a line it's going to catch up on $100,000 or so of its past debt, BAI does not claim it's going to do that. So those debts are kind of monitored in a different kind of statement. Are those inter-division payables? Okay,
Jamie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm looking at this budget as part of the consolidated budget, but I didn't get your email this afternoon. Could somebody forward it to me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I thought
I'll do it, Jamie. Just go on with the meeting for yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you, George. It's confusing enough as it is. So anyway, we propose to get $300,000 more than we should have gotten last year but didn't get. So that's quite a step up. That's mostly because BAI proposes to make a good deal more listener support than it did last year, and also PFW. Actually, all the stations propose to make more listener support, so national office is going to get more money if all that happens. So, row 22, income from all sources. The current year, we proposed to get $2.5 million to national office. Last year was $2.3 million. So that's a $200,000 increase. And then the expense rows 23 through 29. You can see the summaries of what we're going to spend the money on. Most of them are similar to last year. Expenses tend to be more predictable than the income. So total expenses, we propose to spend $2.246 million as opposed to $2.0 million last year. That increase comes from a small increase in salary related, a small increase in board expenses, which may actually come to fruition. This budget is kind of generous on spending for board meetings. The board is frugal, probably we won't spend all that money. A small increase in administrative programming and more in the development area, and it adds up to a $200,000. And then if you go down, an interesting part of this budget for people who get into this stuff is rows 33 through 41, what we call cash and capital, and also this includes payables as of September 30th. So this budget proposes to pay all back all the money that was due as of September 30th, 2009, to Democracy Now!, to legal counsel, to others. So it's proposed to pay back $100,000 to Democracy Now!, $18,000 to legal counsel, and $64,000 to others. And if we do all that, if we make all that money, spend all that money, and pay all that money back, we will have a surplus of $56,000, which isn't a great deal of surplus. Then, if you'd like to go into the details, further down. Some of them may be more well-suited for a closed session, but for the most part, they're similar to the last year's expenses. So if anybody has any questions about that, we can go through that. So I could try to answer, or perhaps somebody could answer.
I have a question. I'm not sure that it's not premature, but I don't want to get lost in this either.
Uh-huh.
And that is with regard to the affiliates budget.
Yes, okay.
And the affiliates budget was supposed to provide for $5,000 for audio port upgrade. And it's not listed on here. Instead, you have a website. Now, we as affiliates have been asking for a minimum of 5 years, if not longer, about upgrading AudioPort. My understanding was that had been approved in the committee's version, the NFC's version of the budget, and I don't see it here. And as affiliate PMB representative, I am moving that the budget, affiliate budget, be amended to put in at line 22 audio port and not this website thing. Not what affiliates have been asking for. It's not what affiliates have agreed to increases on, and it's not what we're needing.
Okay, so you're looking at the affiliates budget. Okay, so, and you're saying that Road 22 should be turned into upgrades of audio port.
That's correct.
Okay.
Second.
Just so I just want to explain to people what the deal is with this affiliates budget. I believe this is the first year we've had a separate sheet for the affiliates program, and there was some debate whether this should be its own, like a complete unit, or whether it should be a highly detailed sort of subset of the national office. My understanding is it's more the latter. I believe that all the expenses that are here on the affiliates budget are actually in the national office budget as well, and the income is in the national office budget as well. It was difficult to figure out a good way. If it's going to be a standalone unit, it has to be billed for indirect costs, such as stations are billed for essential services. It was difficult to figure that out at this point. So we just sort of had this detailed list of income and expenses so it can be monitored, and it's still somewhat under the aegis of national office. Now, as far as your point, should that be for audio port? You know, this was what was provided to us from the national staff. And the Finance Committee is really in no, it was a little awkward to review the affiliates budget because we're really, you know, we don't manage the affiliates program. We're not really that up to speed with what is, you know, the details of what should be on the budget. We kind of have to go by what the managers say. So
I'd like to speak to this.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. But I just want to let people know why this is the way